Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Lamed Hey, and we are at the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learnt Le'ilu Nishmas Beila Bracha Bas Yibodol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. Of course, the daughter of Yedideinu V'Chavireinu Dovi Sirotskin. Today is her first yahrzeit, and we all know how much Dovi means to us as terms of a chaver and as part of the chabur. I personally have a tremendous hakaras hatov for everything that he's done, be it the pregame show and the postgame show, things that you know we try not to record. But a lot of the rischa deiraisa and the bren of the chabur comes from the energy that Dovi provides. So we hope that all the gvaldige things that Dovi's been doing, lezeichen nishmas, his daughter, things that he's always been doing, putting out svarim, his abatzis haTorah, his askonis, of course, Beil HaBracha was a bashal kedoshim, Reb Leizer tells him, that's Hashem, we're going to speak out today, a piece of Tshuvas Reb Leizer that Dovi himself published, lezeichen nishmasa, but the point is that everything that Dovi does should be an ilui for a neshama, and as a chabura, we should only know of simchas, and we should only share b'suras tovas together. So today's daf is another real lumdisha daf that goes into some of the real hardcore fleshiga sugyas that you learn in yeshiva. Today we're going to learn the sugya of Hahu Arba, which ties very much into Shnai Moichzim Batalas. We're going to learn about Shnei Shtoris HaYoytzim V'Yoy Mechod. We're going to get into a machlif Torah V'Chamar. So like most of these daf in Cheskes Abatim, the daf itself takes about 12 minutes. But once you get into it, there's a lot there. So on that note, the top of daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Hahu Arba, there was a Sfina, a Shif. Davi Minsu Alav Beit Shrei, there were two people that were fighting over this ship, Reuven and Shimon. Hayomar, Reuven said, Didihi, it's my ship. The Hayomar, Shimon said, Didihi, it's my ship. Also, Chadminar Lebedino, one of them, Reuven or Shimon, went into Bezdin. The Omar, he told Bezdin, listen, I can prove that it's my ship, but I'm going to need a little bit of time. I have to go find Aden, put together my case, hire an attorney. Would you please grab this ship during the interim period so that I can go and build my case? Now, we'll see in the Gemara, it's a little bit unclear right now, but we're going to see in the Gemara that the reason Reuven felt that he had to run to Bezdin and do this is because to the extent that neither Reuven nor Shimon was going to be able to prove that the ship belonged to them, the halacha was going to be called the Olam Gava. Whoever's stronger, whoever's mightier, he was the one that was going to end up with the ship. Reuven was concerned that maybe Shimon's a little bit stronger. And during the period where he's trying to put his case to prove that it's his, Me'ikar Adin, not just because he's the Olam, but because it's really his, Shimon's going to end up with it. So he didn't want Shimon to get it. He didn't call the Olam. So he went to Bezdin. He told Bezdin, do me a favor, please hold on to it for a short period of time, during which case I'll be able to make my case. Says the Gemara. So the Shaila was, Tafsina and Aloy Tafsina. What's the halacha? Would Bezdin now take this ship, hold it for this interim period while Reuven builds his case to prove that it's his or not? Rav Huna said, Tafsina. Yes. Rav Yehuda says, Loy Tafsina. No. And again, we need to speak out what the Gemara is going to say later. What was the beer in the Machlokes? Rashbam says it right now. Rav Huna held Tafsina. And the reason is because to the extent that Reuven later was going to not be able to make his case, the halacha would have been that Bezdin would have released it and it would have been reinstated, would have gone right back to the point of Kol Dalem Gavar. So there was really no reason for Bezdin not to acquiesce to Reuven's request. Why shouldn't they? If Reuven can bring Edom and prove that he's right, Matev Manoi. And if Reuven can't prove, so Bezdin just held it for 2 weeks, let's say, and now Bezdin's going to release it, and it'll go back to where it was. Avaiter, it's going to be called Olam Gama. Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi Tafsina. Rabbi Yehuda said that, no, Bezdin would not do it. And the reason is, because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that once Bezdin holds it, they have no right to release it back to a state of called Olam Gama. So it wasn't a win-win situation. If Reuven was going to be able to prove that it's his, okay, Bezdin would release it to Reuven. But let's say Reuven wasn't going to be able to prove that it's his. What would happen then? Bezdin would end up keeping it, and whereas ordinarily it should have been called Olam Gavar, now it's not going to be called Olam Gavar. Because once Bezdin has it, Loi Mafkinan, then not allowed to release it to the point where the halacha is going to be called Olam Gavar. And if that's the case, Bezdin's not going to take up Reuven's taina. Because maybe Reuven's really lying. Reuven knows it belongs to Shimon. He doesn't want Shimon to get it. He's making believe that he's going to be able to somehow prove his case. Really, he's not. In the meantime, Bezdin has it. Once Bezdin has it, Bezdin's going to end up keeping it. So Rav Huna held Tafsinan that Bezdin will grab this Sfina. It's a little complicated during the interim period because Rav Huna was of the opinion that to the extent Reuven couldn't prove that it was his, Beis Din would release it. So it would go back to being called the Olam Gavar. So there's no downside for Beis Din to take up Reuven's offer. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda held Lo Tafsinam. Because Rabbi Yehuda held that once Beis Din takes it, they don't have a right to release it back to a state of called Olam Gavar. So it's not a win-win situation. As a result, Lo Tafsinam, says the Gemara, Lemaisa Beis Din took it. Azal, they gave Reuven his 2 weeks. V'loy Ashkach Saadi, he couldn't find Edom. Amalahu, he came back and he said, Afkua, the Kol Dalam Gavar. Okay, let's release it now. Let's go back to Kol Dalam Gavar. He said, 1 second, is that true? Is that Talocha? Mafkinan Aloy Mafkinan. Rav Huda said, Lay Mafkinan. Rapapa said, Mafkinan. As we just said, the original Machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, was this same exact Machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Papa. Rav Yehuda said in the previous Gemara, Lo Tafsinan, Lishitasa, he said Lo Mafkinan. That's why he said Lo Tafsinan. Why Lo Tafsinan? Because once Beis Din gets it, Lo Mafkinan, they can't release it again to a called Olam Gavar. That's why they couldn't take it in the first place. Whereas Rav Huna, who said Tafsinan, it's because he held like Rav Papa, who held Mafkinan. So it's for that reason, there was no reason not for Beis Din to take. So what's the halacha? Lo Tafsinan, Beis Din does not take it. Vehecha de tafas loy mafkinon. And it's again, tolu zebezeh. It's because hecha de tafas loy mafkinon, for that reason that likat chilo loy mafkinon. Either way, this is the first time here where the Gemara introduces up, the Rashbam has already spoken about it previously in the parak, but this is the first time where the Gemara introduces us to this concept, to this idea of Kol Da'olam Gavar. So what exactly does Kol Da'olam Gavar mean? We had an arva, we had a ship, Michal, exactly. Davi mitzah lo be'tre, hayomer didihi, v'hayomer didihi, Beis Din wasn't sure how to reconcile the shayla. So what did they paskin? They paskin Kol Da'olam Gavar. Says the Rashbam, Kol Da'olam, bein b'rayos, bein b'koyach. The olim means whether one person can bring a better proof, as a result of which Beis Din will say, you know what, maybe it's his, and Beis Din will give it to him. Or Bekoyach, he's just stronger, he's mightier. He has a more powerful entourage. It doesn't matter whether it's Berayas or whether it's Bekoyach. That's the idea of Kol Da'olam Gavar, which at first glance seems to be a very big Kiddush. Kol Da'olam Bekoyach, even now, what does that mean? That's what Beis Din says. Just release it to the Wild West and let everybody figure it out. So the emes is a very important Machlekes Rishonim with regards to Kol Da'olam Gavar that really goes to the root of the Havon of exactly how this works. And the Makar to it is a Rosh right here on this Gemara. The Rosh says, called the Olam Gavar Dinahu. It's a din. The Chol Misha Gavar Yodei Bepam Rishoina Hu Shaloi Ad Sheyavi Chaveroi Raya V'chol Zman Shalai Yavi Raya Avim Tigbar Yodei Loi Shafkinon Le La'afuke Mine. Says the Rosh, that's Pasha to me, that the way called the Olam Gavar works is the first person that's the Olam, he's Gavar. What happens if 3 months later, the other person spends time in the gym, now he becomes the Olam, and he now wants to go ahead and he wants to take the ship away? Abadi's not going to be able to take it away. So called Olam Gavar is something that is a one-time event. Right now, whoever's the Olam, he's going to be the one that's going to end up getting it. But Avada, at that point, the only way the other person's going to be able to take it away from him is with a raya, with Eidim. At that point, it's a moitzi mechaveri olav raya. But it's not a kol da'olim gavar, today I'm the olim, tomorrow you're the olim. Avada, that's not the way it's going to work. It says, Rosh, how do I know that? In Svara, delay mestaber, she yisaknu chachomim, she yiyu kol yemeim b'meriva u'b'machloikis. Hayom yigavar zeh, u'machar chaveroi. There's no way that's the way it works. Elo chachomim pasku, kol da'olim b'pam azois, gavar. Whoever was Olam right now, he's the Gavar, and that's going to be his. V'samchu al zeh, says the Rosh, but if you think about it, there's really a methodology to it. It makes a little bit of sense. Why? Because the Chachamim felt, the Chol Mishe Adin Imoy, Karev Lahavi Rayas. Whoever the real owner of the ship is, or whatever the case of Kol Da'olam is, he's probably going to be the one that's going to end up bringing the better Rayas. V'oid, Mishe Adin Imoy, Yimser Nafshot. Like, the story with the baby, with Shlomo HaMelech. Whoever's the real owner, he's going to be Moise Nefesh. The real owner is going to have a different attitude towards this Sfina than the not real owner. The not real owner is going to also feel, well, I should be Moise Nefesh, and then he's going to prove that it was really his. He's going to find his deed. He's going to find Edom that can prove it's his. The Moicha that sold it to him. Whatever it is, the point is, there was a methodology behind Kol Da'olam Gavar. So the Rosh is saying two things. Number one, the Rosh is saying a Chiddush LaHalacha. He's saying that it's not whoever's the Olam on that day, he's the real owner, but rather it's a one-time event called the Olam, he's Gavar. What happens after that, you'd already have to prove with Edom and with Rayas, otherwise you're not going to be able to take it. called the Olim the first time Vizehu. Va'oy, the Rosh is saying a svar and had to understand the Havan of called the Olim. He's saying the Havan of called the Olim, it's a svar. The Chachamim felt that whoever is the real owner, he's going to be more moist than that, he's going to try harder to ultimately get it. And it's for that reason they said called the Olim. Tosfos in the sugi of Takfu Kayin of Metziah Davava Manalev clearly argues with this Rush. Tosfos says the way called the Olam works is whoever's the Olam on that day, he's the one that's Menatzeach. So even if Reuven was the original Olam, he got it. If 3 months later Shimon comes and now he's Olam, Afilu Bekayach, the halacha is that he is going to be able to take it away. In other words, there seems to be a machlokes between the Rush in Perek Cheskes Abatim and Tosfos in Perik Shnai Meichsim, whether called the Olam is Gepaskin the first time, depending on who the Olam is, or whether this is something that we can flip-flop on. We can keep on going back and forth, depending on who's going to be the Olam on that given day. It says Rabbi Chanan, right here in our sugya, in that it could be, the Yisoid of the Machloikis, the Russian Tosfos, is how you understand called the Olam. Is called the Olam the Taich, that Bezdin doesn't really have a way to be Machriyat. Bezdin doesn't know what to do. Do you know what Bezdin says? We're removing ourselves. Okay, if Bezdin removes themselves, then what happens? What would the world look like without law and order? Even the Bnei Noach, as one of the Shevi Bnei Noach, they have Dinim. Because without law and order, without Bezdin, then it would be the Wild West. And that's exactly what called Olam Gavar is. It's the Wild West. So today, Reuven's the Olam, it's Reuven's. Tomorrow, Shimon's the Olam, it's going to be Shimon. Oye, Shlomer says, Rabbi Chanan, it's not a sea look that Bezdin says, I don't know what to do, we're walking away. Bezdin, Berev Chachmas, like the Rush explained it. They said, we have a good way of figuring it. You know what? Let them figure it out. Let's trust the system. Let the invisible hand make sense of this. And that's ultimately what they're saying. Because at the end of the day, the Olam is going to be the one that's going to try harder. He's going to be Moisa Nefesh. He'll bring Rayas. The other person is going to be disincentivized from over trying, and as a result, the real owner is going to end up getting it. So it could be, says Rabbi Chanan, called Olam is not stam a siluk ba'alma, but rather it's a psak halacha. It's Bezdin's oifen of paskin in the shayla. They can figure it out in their own minds, so they said, let the people figure it out for themselves. Instead of having big government where we're going to dictate what exactly happened, let the oifen figure it out for themselves. They're going to trust the system, and ultimately, the right owner is going to end up getting it. Zok Rabbi Chanan zei gishmak. The Rush said very clearly he understands how called Olam works. Called Olam works with the Mahalach. There's a faith in the fact that the Bali Dinam are going to be able to figure it out. But the point is, it's a psak halacha bezin. It's a psak halacha bezin. You can't just flip-flop, go back and forth and change every day. This is bezin's psak. The Olam is govern. Now, what happens if the guy who took it originally wasn't the real owner? He was poked stronger. Okay, so ultimately, they believe that the real person is going to end up getting it because he'll bring rayas. So it's a psak halacha. There's no reason for it to go back and forth. But Taishvah said that called the Olam is the Taish that bezin's being masalik themselves. Oh, bezin's being masalik themselves. Then it doesn't even make sense to have halacha. Whoever's Olam day one, he gets it. There's no psak halacha. This is not a siman in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Wild West. So the Wild West means that if you're stronger today, you get it. And if he's stronger tomorrow he's going to get it. Either way, another case. Two people were fighting over a piece of property. One person said shalav oisai. The other person said shalav oisai. So previously in the parak, we had cases where this one brought aid, Mishal Avaisai, the other one brought aid, and that he had a Cheskes Gimel Shanim with all the Migus, Migum and Makamedim. Over here, nobody brought aid. He says, Shal Avaisai, and he says, Shal Avaisai. Amar Rav Nachman said, called the Olam Gavar. This is another example of one we would say, called the Olam Gavar. Freak the Gemara, Maishla Mishnei Shtara, said, Yoitzim B'yay Mechad. Why is this different than a case where Reuven owned a piece of property? Shimon and Levi both walked into Bezdin. They have a Shtar Mechira that says that they bought Reuven's piece of property. The Shtar were written on the same day. They both have kosher eidim. We have mekayim all the chasimis. You have shtei shtaros hayoytzim b'yamecha. So Reuven double dipped. He sold the same exact piece of property to two people. Incidentally, the Rashbam speaks out that it wouldn't even matter if there was a zman that said that one mechira happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the other one happened at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Because as it relates to when the shtar mechira is chal, it's chal bashtiyah. It's chal at the end of the day. And we're not moedin l'shois. The Rashbam says it by Riches right here in our sugyo. So you have shtei shtaros hayoytzim b'yamecha. Each one has an equal claim to it. What's the halacha? Rav amar yachloiku. Rav said yachloiku. V'shmul amar shudu d'dayni. And Shmuel said, shudu d'dayni. So yachloiku, that's straightforward. We split the baby. What does shudu d'dayni mean? Rashbam says, lo'oysa shiyehe noita leva dayonim. Shudu d'dayni means that Bezin's supposed to try to figure out who they think the Moicha probably would have sold it to. So if one of them was his friend, and the other person is some random person that came from overseas, it's Mustafa that he probably sold it to his friend. Meaning, Shuda the Dayan is Bezin's trying to figure this out. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, Nir le Rabbeinu Tam, Misha Yirtza Dayan Litin. No, this is a schus that Bezdin has, that they have a right now to give it to whoever they want. Tosfos gets involved in Sheikhat. I mean, this is a good bell and whistle, a nice perk that a Dayan has, that every now and again, you find yourself in a situation of Shuda the Dayani, where there's an expensive piece of real estate, and you don't really know what to do with it. Bezdin could decide who they're giving it to. So you're clearly going down a very, very slippery slope. But either way, another machlekes over here, Rishonim. We had a machlekes, had to understand Kol Dolam Gavar. Machlekes Reshbam and Rabbeinu Tam right here on the daf had to understand Shuda Dani. But the bottom line is, there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav Yachleku, according to Shmuel, Shuda the Daini, what's the kasha? Why is it different than Zo'im Eshal Avoyseh v'Zo'im Eshal Avoyseh? Why is it different than Ahu Arbet Avim Mitzah Lo Betrei, where the halacha was called the Olam Gavar? Says the Gemara, very simple. Hasam over there, in the case of Shnei Shtoris HaYoytzim Yei Mechod, Leka L'meikim Aladim Ilsah. There's no way in the world to pass in the Shaila. It's not possible. There is no way for the real owner to step forward, because each one has a shtar. The two shtaris were chalak, like we said, at the same exact second. Because the Zman, the Tarich and the Shtar doesn't even matter, because both Shtaris Achal Bishkia. So there's no way to Paskin. If there's no way to Paskin, there's a Machloik, it's Rav and Shmuel. What we do? Rav says Yachloiku, Shmuel says Shudid Denaini. But Hocha, in our cases of Zeh Mishal Avoyse, Zeh Mishal Avoyse, or in the case of the Arba, it could make him a lot of Milsa. It's possible to find the real owner. Let the real owner bring Rias that it belongs to him. Even more moving the way the Rosh explained it, that it's a psak halach of Bezdin. Bezdin feels that by saying kol da'olam gava, the real owner is going to end up being the one that's going to get it. The point is that when you talk, have no way to be machriya the safik. So that's the machloik is Rav and Shmuel. That's Shnei Shtaris Yoytzim Yamechad. Either you say yachloik or you say Shudah the Daini. You can find out who Zayda really owned it. Hahu Arba, you can find out who Zayda really owned it. Bezdin happens to have no way of figuring it out. Bezdin tried, they exhausted all their options, and they were left with to the point where they said, let's give it over to the people. Let them figure it out for themselves. That's the whole yesod of Kol Dolam Gavar. But to the extent where it's not possible to figure it out, and a chanami, that's where you have a machloikas Rav and Shmuel, whether the halach is going to be a chloiku, or the halach is going to be Shuda de Daini. Fake the Gemara nach akashu. Why is this different than the following Mishnah? Hamachle par v'chamor. You may have heard of this Mishnah. Ruvain owned the para. Shimon owned the chamor. And Ruvain told Shimon, I'll give you my para. For your chamor, they're machlif parah v'chamor. And the way they effectuated the kinyan was with kinyan chalipin, where the bala parah was going to do meshicha on the chamor. He was going to be kind of the chamor with his meshicha. And the parah was going to go to the bala chamor wherever it may be. So the bala parah does meshicha on the chamor. Now they go to the parah, and lo and behold, they find this little baby there. And the question is, when was this parah born? Was it born before the chalipin, or was it born after the chalipin? If it was born before the chalipin, it still belonged to the bala parah. If it was born after the chalipin, then it's really going to belong to the bala parah. The same thing would be true if somebody sold a shivcha v'yolda, and there's a shaila whether the baby again was born before the mechira or was born after the mechira. Naturally, each person is arguing his position. Actually, Macharti Yolda. Michelle Kachti Yolda. So what's the halacha? Yachloik. Now the Gemara over there, Mesech Tizbov Mitzir, Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, one of the most important amudim in the Noshim Nezikin world. The Gemara says, Amani Sumchasi. We're going according to Sumchas that holds Maman Amutu Basafik Chalkin. And being that that is a Maman Amutu Basafik, so it's for that reason the halacha is Yachloiku Bleshvua. Additionally, the Gemara where they made a kimta, it's talking about where it was Kaima Ba'agam, where it was Kaima Basinta. There was no muchsik over there on the parah. There was no muchsik on this child that was born from the shivcha. As a result, it doesn't pass to say Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Arayah. The only thing there was a marakama. Sumchis holds that b'makim marakama mamon amutu b'safik chokin. The Chachamim argue zek kal gol b'din Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Arayah. Not only when there's a muchsik, but even when there's a marakama. Regardless, the halach over there was yachloikus. Again, the Gemara's kash is how come by Yahu Arbet Avimintzah Lo Betrei the halach is called Olam Gavar. How come Zeh Oy Mishal Avoysay V'Zeh Oy Mishal Avoysay the halacha is called Olam Gavar? Yet when it comes to Machlif Parah V'Chamor, over there the halacha is Yachloiku. And don't tell me the reason the halacha over there is Yachloiku. It's like we said to Shnei Shtoris HaYoytzev Yemechad, the Lekka Lekam Alod Milsa. Speaks out to Rashbam, of course it's Ikkala Mekam Alod Milsa. It's possible, maybe Edom are going to come and they're going to tell you exactly when the child was born. Exactly when the parah was born. So you're going to know it's ikkel make him a lot of milsa. So lechura the halacha should be called adam gava. Why is halacha yachloik? Zok the gemara hasam lahai islay drora de mamayna ulahu islay drora de mamayna. Hacha idamar loy demar idamar loy demar. So it's a whole tumul rishonim. What pashu pshat in the gemara is we'll go with toisus pshat. Tap toisus here lamed hey amid beis, which is also toisus above mitzia. Daf beis amid beis. Where toisus says that the reason hamach lepar v'chamor that halacha is yachloiku is because that's unique. It's what's called drora de mamayna, meaning there's a suffix to Bezdin belit hanoseya. We don't need Reuven and Shimon's tainus respectively to establish the suffix. Even without Reuven's taina, without Shimon's taina, Bezdin would have a suffix. There were two people sitting at a closing. They were buying a para. Lo and behold, when they showed up at the para, there was a little baby para there. How are you supposed to know when it was born? Belit hanoseya, without Reuven's taina, without Shimon's taina, Bezdin would have a suffix. That's a bezundera sifkaton in Hilchis Sveikis. That when there's a drora de mamayna, there's a drawer that my mind of Allah is always going to be achloiku. That's when Sumcha said his din of Mamma Namutu Basafi Chalkin. The Chamam argue, Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya, Zek Klal God of Adin. But you can never shtel tzu the sugya of Amach Lepar V'chamar and all the related sugyas, Sharshan Agachas Apara, other places where you find Sumchas is halacha, mamon abut besafik, because there's a very specific criteria for where Sumchas is halacha applies. Sumchas halacha applies when there's a drawer de mamayna, which the way Tosis understands drawer de mamayna, Rashi Bava Metzia argues has a different avon in drawer de mamayna. It's very important. It touches on some of the most important sugis in Chas. But let's go with Tosis Shita, that safik belitan isayim, that is the definition of a mamon abut besafik. So that's why the din is yachloki. You can't ask me a kasha, say, kol dolem gavar, because there's a bazundera halacha. Drorah de mamayna, the halacha is yachloiku. And the reverse, you can't tell me that by Yahu Arba or Zeh Mishalavais, Zeh Mishalavais, it's a yachloiku, apply Sumchas is halacha, because that's not a case of drorah de mamayna. There is no suffix, belit hanoseyam. The only reason Bezdin doesn't know what's going on here is because one guy walked into Bezdin and said, this is mine, and then somebody else walked in and said it was his. They created the suffix. The two Baledinim are the ones that created the suffix. Thus, hotnish satan mitzumches is halacha. Either way, says the Gemara. Ami nardoi sayim ba'ech menashuk. V'hichzik ba, if somebody would come menashuk, and he would now be machzik. So you had this arba, this shith. Two people were arguing over it. Reuven said, it's mine. Shimon said, it's mine. The halacha was called Dolom Gavar. In the meantime, Levi, who was stronger than Reuven and Shimon, he walked in and he said, you know something? Called Dolom Gavar? It's a party. He came and he chapped it. So the halacha is, Eid Maitzi and Oysa B'yadai. We don't take it away from him. The Tani, Reb Chiyo, because Reb Chiyo said, Gazlin Shal Rabin, Lav Shmei Gazlin. So Reb Chiyo at first glance said a very ambiguous statement. He said, if somebody steals from a rabbin, he's not, you're still from a yochid, you're a gazlan. But you steal from a rabbin, lav shmei gazlan. Now, the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, it was poshut to the Gemara that you can't take what Reb Chiya said literally. But if somebody steals from a rabbin, he's not a gazlan. Rather, what it must mean is a very specific case of rabbin. This case right here. A case where two people were arguing. It wasn't clear whose it was. Bezdin said, kol dolem gavar. They don't even know if it's Reuven's or Shimon's. Maybe it is somebody else's. In that case, if Levi would come, he would be the Olam, he would get it. And by the way, the Rashbam adds a chiddush. Even if he's not saying anything, he's coming on a taina. Even then, the halacha is, he'd be able to get it. But Rav Ashi says, not true. Avada, a gazlin shal rabin. Even this type of gazlin, and this type of rabin, is called a gazlin. My loy shmei gazlin shal rabin. What Reb Chiya meant when he said Gazan Shabbat Loshim meant something completely different. He meant that if somebody steals from a rabbin, it's very hard to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Gzeila. Because how are you going to know who to return it? This is something, incidentally, the Gemara is going to discuss later in the Masechta. So we'll get back into it then. But either way, so we just went through a blot and a half in Gemara. We'll finish the daf at the end of the daf. But the point is some real sugyas chamuris in Shas. Ahu arba. And the context over here of the entire Gemara is when you have a suffix, you find different sugyas ashas, where the halacha seems to be different. By the arba, what was the halacha? Called olam gavar. Shnei shtaros hayoytzim b'yamechad, machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, yachloik, Shmuel said, shudah d'daini. By a machlof par v'chamor, the Mishnah said, yachloik, which the Gemara says really is only sumchis. The chachamim hold that even if there's only a marakam, the halacha is going to be hamoytzim mechabrei olav araya. And the Gemara has mentioned a few svaras, very few svaras, to try to reconcile exactly when it is you say kol da'olim, when do you say yachloiku and shudah d'daini, and when is it a mamon amulta besafik where you have sumchas as halacha, machloiku sumchas and the chachamim, whether chok malay shvua, or whether you say amoytzim mechaveri all of a right. And very obvious related sugya is bava metziah da'beis, amid beis, bava metziah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The first sugya in Masechtas Bava Metzia discusses different cases, again, where you find different halachas, how you deal with a safek, not in the context of Kol Da'olam Gavar, with the Arba, but rather in the context of Shnayim Meichsim Metas. So the first mission of Masechtas Bava Metzia, Shnayim Meichsim Metas, Zeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyo, Zeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyo, Zeh Oimer Kula Shali, Zeh Oimer Kula Shali. So what's the halacha? Chalkin B'Shvua. The halacha is Yachloiku. However, each person has to swear Kula Shali, or Chetzi Shali, Chetzi Shali. The Gemara works out exactly what the Nusach HaShvua is. And the Gemara over there asks a bunch of kashas. The why is the halacha by such a mamon amutu b'safik? Chalkin b'shvua, why is it different than this case? And why is it different than that case? So the Gemara over there mentions Sumchas is halacha. The Gemara mentions the Chen v'ni alpin kasa. One of the cases that the Gemara mentions over there is the Mono Shlishi. And that's a Mishnah in Perek HaMafgid, Bov Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. The case over there was where Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzalecha. There were two people that gave a Shomer Pekadin money to watch. Zem Mana, one gave a Mana, Vezem Masai, and the other person gave Masai. Zeh Oimer Shali Masai, Vezeh Oimer Shali Masai. And with time, confusion erupted in terms of who was the one that gave the Mana and who was the one that gave Masai. Naturally, each person said that he's the one that gave Masai. So what's the halacha? Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. The Chachamim say, Noisim lezem Mana lezem Mana. Each person gets a Mana because he vadai gave a Mana. The Shaila is who gave the extra Mana? Who gave the Masai? We leave it at Shiav Eliyo. Rabbi Yosi said him, Kain, Mahiv Sidram, Ela, Kol Yehemunach at Shiav Eliyo. So over there you have another way to be Machrius Fakis. And that is Yehemunach at Shiav Eliyo. The Gemara's Kasha is that why by Shnei Merchis and the Talos is the Halacha, Yachloiku, Ubi Peshvua. And by the Mana Shlishi, as it's known, the Halacha is Yehemunach. According to the Chachamim, only the Mana Shlishi is Yehemunach. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's all Yehemunach. But the way we machriya the suffix is with Yehemunach ad Shiyav Eliyah. And again, there's a whole daf gemara over there that works on reconciling different cases of sveikis related to Shnayim Merchisim Metalos. So I think these two sugyas are yagid olav rei, they complement each other. And really, to get a good full understanding, you'd have to learn Bava Metzia, Daf Beis, and Daf Gimel. You'd have to learn Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Hey, and emerge with a picture of when it's Yachloiku B'Shvua, when it's Yehei Munach, when it's called Olam Gavar, when it's Yachloiku, when it's a Mavon Amot of a Suffolk, when it's Shudah the Daini. It's definitely something that's very confusing. But something that the Gemara doesn't do is the Gemara never relates the two sugyas to each other. So you have the sugya Bava Metzia, and you have the sugya Bava Basra. And really, Chazal left it up to us to try to figure out how to reconcile the two sugyas together. But Tosfos right away, right out of the gate, in our sugya, and it's the first Tosfos in the second Bava Metzia, is very bothered, where Tosfos asks, second Tosfos, is that, how do you understand the beginning point of our sugya, and the beginning point of Shnayim Merchisim Betalis? Hahu Arba, the halacha is, called Olam Gav. Shnayim Merchisim Betalis, the halacha is, Yachloiku B'Shvua. Freik Tosfos, why over here called Olam Gavar, and why over here Yachloiku B'Shvua? That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, I understand the Sugin Chesk Sabatim, I got it. I understand the Sugin Shnayim Merchisim, I got that. I just don't understand how the two Sugin Shtim. Because over here it seems like the Pash, this is when it's not a Maman Amotu B'Safik, when there's an Eitzah, so what do? Called Olam Gavar. And in Shnayim Merchisim Betalis, when you have the same exact scenario, you don't have a Jordan Mamoina, there's an Eitzah, what do? You say, so how come there it's called Olam Gavar, over here it's Yachloiku B'Shvua? So Tosfos says the same exact teretz over here as he says over there, and that is V'yesh loyma da'uchsin shayni. Shnayim Merchisim Betalis is different. The choshev ki ilu kol echod yesh loy ba bevadei hachetzi da'anan tzahadi the maida tafes haidi dehu. If my the toughest Heidi Dehu, based on the Lashon and Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Sugya of Rav Chiya Kamaisa, where when two people are holding on to a talis, we look at each one of the oichsim as if what he's holding on to, vadai belongs to him. So when you have two people that are holding on to a talis, and there's an anan tzahadi, that whatever each person is holding on to, for sure is his, over there the halacha is going to be achloiku, as opposed to the hahu arba, the ship, which was something that you couldn't be holding on to. It's not possible to be oiches. There you don't have the anan tzahadi, where you don't have the anan tzahadi, the halacha is going to be called olam gavar. But Tosfos has one problem with that. Tosfos' problem is Mana Shlishi. The Gemara asked the Kasha that the Mana Shlishi should be Achloiku B'Shvua. That was one of the Kashas the Gemara asked in Shnayim Meichsin. In the case of the Mana Shlishi, the two people The two mafgidim that are arguing that they're the ones that gave Masayim and not Mana, they're not holding on to the Mana Shlishi. The Shem is holding on to the Mana Shlishi. So Freik Tosfos over there, it's not Eichsim. So what was the Kasha? It should be Achleiku. If anything, the Gemara should have asked the Kasha, it should be called Olam Gava. Why is the Gemara asking Achleiku? Zok Tosfos, you have to say, V'chema Mana Shlishi, the Medami B'Gemara L'Talis, Choshid Hahu, Shahanifka Toifas Becheske Shneim, Kiiluhem Atzmon Muchzokim Boy. That we look at the Shomer, being that he's watching it on behalf of the Mafkidim, and the Halacha of a Pikadin is called Hecha the Isa, Beshusa the Mara Isa, as if he's holding it on behalf of these two people, and it's for that reason we look at it as Shneimer. The bottom line, Toysis Yisoy, it is that whenever there's a Sophic where it's Oichsin, there the Halacha is Yachloiku Beshua, or Yachloiku, wherever it's a suffix, but there's no eichsim, there the halach is going to be called olam gav. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim when Reuven and Shimon are eichsim betalis, and each person is trying to get it. Reuven wants to get the whole talis, Shimon wants to get the whole talis. The halach is, they swear. This shvua that Reuven's going to swear now to get half, and this shvua that Shimon's going to swear now to get half, do we look at the eiches who's swearing as being a nishba v'noito? Or do we look at the oiches that's swearing as being one of the nishbonim v'loy mishalim? So we know that all the people that swear midday raisa, kol anishbon, are nishbon v'loy mishalim. Who swears shvua day raisa? Moide b'miktsas, shvua say da'echan, and a shayman. What's a moide b'miktsas? Reuven goes over to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you 50. So what's the halacha? Shimon swears that he only owes 50 and he doesn't have to pay the other 50. He's nishba v'loy mishalim. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you owe me $100. He brings an eidecha that says he owes him $100. Shimon denies it. He doesn't deny it. That was yesterday's daf. Naskid Rababa. Shimon denies it. So what's the halacha? He swears that he doesn't owe $100 and he doesn't have to pay the $100. He's a nishba v'loy mishalim. Shavuos HaShemim is the same thing. Somebody gave a pekadin to a shayim echidim to watch. The shayim pekadin said, Gneva Vaveda. Halach is, he swears Gneva Vaveda, and if he swears, he doesn't have to pay. He's going to be potter. Again, he's a Nishba V'lei Mishalim. So all the Nishban in the Torah are Nishban V'lei Mishalim. At the same time, we find many Nishban V'noitlan. It's a Mishnah, a Mesach Tishvuas, the Chenvin Alpen Kasi. There are a lot of people that are Nishba V'noitlan. You could also have a Shvuah de Rabbanan, that's a Nishba V'lei Mishalim. The Shaila is this Shvuah, Shnai Merchsam Batalis. Do we look at it as a Nishba V'noitlan, or do we look at the Oichsin as Nishbaim v'loy Mishalim? What's the Shaila? They're both Oichis. They're both Muchsik in the entire Talis. So on the one hand, if I want to take the Talis from you, and I'm going to get half the Talis that you're Oichis in through my Shvua, I'm a Nishba v'noito. But then again, just like you're Oichis, I'm Oichis. So maybe you could look at it as if I have the whole Talis. The Shaila now is, do I give you half or do I give you whole? If I swear I'm not going to have to give you some of what I'm holding, in other words, I'm a nishba v'lei mishalim. So in lamdis, and there are nafkiminas l'alocha, do we look at you as being a nishba v'noito, or do you look at you as being nishba v'lei mishalim? And Achreinim say that at first glance, it would seem to be a machlekes rishonim. Ramban in our sugi right here, cheskes habat in bava basra, daf lamadal and mitbeis, and toisvis in bava mitziah, daf beis amadal. The Ramban in our sugi discusses what would be the halacha, hahu arba, Shnai Meichsam Betalis, a lot of these different cases in Sfeikis, where one person was a Bari and the other person was a Shema. So Pashut, the case of Ahu Arba, like in our Gemara. Hayom Adidihi, Vahayom Adidi. Shnai Meichsam Betalis. Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiya, V'kula Shali, V'zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiya, V'kula Shali. Each person is coming with a tainus Bari. What would be Shnai Meichsam Betalis, where one person is a Bari and the other person is a Shema? Zok Ramban, Achidish Noira. You know what the halacha would be? Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. Shnai Meichsam Betalis, where one is a Bari and the other one is a Shema, we would say that the halacha is that Bari v'Shema, Bari Yadav. And at first glance, it makes no sense. Because we paskin Bari v'Shema, la Bari Yadav. So how could the Ramban over here, shtela psak halacha, which is keneged halacha revacha b'Yisrael, of Bari v'Shema, la Bari Yadav. The Teretz, Pashu Pshat, Yeshua speaks to that, is that the Ramban held that when you're Shnayim Meichsam Betalis, we don't look at it as if you're taking it away from a muchzik. And the reason is because although the other person is eiches betalis, but you're also eiches betalis. So we look at it as if you're taking something that you're muchzik in. Nervas, being that
Shnayim oichsim, the halach is, without a koyach, I wouldn't be able to take it. Because the same milo that you have, that you're a muchzik, he has that he's a muchzik. But at the end of the day, being that you're muchzik too, we don't look at you as you as if you're being mighty from a muchzik. To the contrary, when you get it, you're taking it b'teres machzik. So says the Pnei Yeshua, it's poshet. When is bari v'shema, lav bari adif? That's when you're being mighty from a muchzik. Zek kal godo b'din, ha-mitzi mechaveri olav araya. And a mitzi mechaveri araya is so stark that it's stronger than a roi, it's stronger than a chazok, it's stronger than a bari v'shema. But that's klar, the Shita speaks it out in the sugya of a machlu par v'chamar. That's poshet. That whenever there's no muchzik, avada bari v'shema is going to be bari adif. Shnai meichsim etalus, we don't look at it as if I'm being mighty from a muchzik. Why? Because I myself am a machzik. It's for that reason. It's posh. You'd have the halacha. Bari v'shem, bari yod. Toisvis, in Bava Metzia, that Beizam and Aleph asks Akasha. The second case of the Mishnah. Ze oimer kula shali, veze oimer chetz yashali. So what's the halacha? On chetzi, there's no argument. So the one that's saying kula shali is vada going to get it. The same halacha, shnai meichsim etalis, you have with regards to the other chassi. So if they both end up swearing, one person is going to get 3/4, and the other person is going to get 1/4. Freitei sakasha vim toima yehi nemon dechetz yoshaloi migudi bayom akula shali. What are you worried? You're worried that maybe the person that's saying chetz yoshali is lying, making him swear. He's going to end up only getting a quarter in the best case scenario if he does swear. Freitei sakasha, why isn't he believing a migo? To the extent he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said kula shali, and he could have ended up getting his chatzi. Elamai must be telling the truth. Meaning, why isn't he believing amigo? Umefarish rivam, and for the rivam, the amigo lahaitzi layamrina. The reason is because it's true he has amigo, but it's amigo lahaitzi. And migul ha'itzi lo yamin. Zogin d'achreinen, why is this migul ha'itzi? He's a machzik. The teretz is because just like he's a machzik, the other oiches betalis is also a machzik. So you see that even though I'm a machzik, we don't look at me as if I'm trying to keep something that's mine. Because being that you're also a machzik, we look at me as being a mitzi, as if I'm trying to take something that really belongs to you. In other words, it would seem to be a machloikis, Ramban and Tosfos, whether we look at the oiches betalis when he swears as if he's al yedei shvur, just going to continue to be machzik in something that he had, or to the contrary, we look at him as being a mitzi. The Ramban said, bari v'shem or bari yodif. In other words, we look at him as a machzik. If that's the case, then the gedder of the shvu is going to be nishban v'lei mishal. I'm a machzik. In order for me to be machzik, I need to swear. I'm a nishba v'lei mishal. Whereas Tosfos, who said migu lahaitzi le'amrina, that means we look at me as being a mitzi. If we look at me as being a mitzi, then as it relates to the shvua, I have to be mitzi. That means I'm a nishba v'naitel. I'm a nishba v'naitel. That's going to be the gedder of the shvu. I saw in the shiurim from Rav David Pavarsky. Zatzal, he was the pun of a Jewish yeshiva, Rabbi Beryl Pavarsky's father. He says that according to the Ramban, that says that by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, you say Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadif, it should come out, so too, that by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, if one of the two Oichsim would have a Roiv, you should go Basar Roiv as well. Because why is it that Ein Halchem and Mammon Achar Roiv? It's not a din that by Mammon you can't go Basar Roiv. It's because the Cheskes Mammon on the other side of the Roiv is stronger than the Rav. It's for that reason, Ein Halchem Mammon Achar Rav. That means if you would have a Safik Mammon without a Cheskes Mammon, where I'm not coming to be Moitzi Mammon, I'm coming to be Machzik Mammon, or it's Kaima Ba'agam, it's Kaima Ba'simta, the Halach is over there, you would go Basar Rav. So if the Ramban said that Shnai Moitzi Matalas, we don't look at me as being a Moitzi, but rather we look at me as being a machzik. So it's for that reason, bari v'shema, bari yadif, even though ordinarily bari v'shema, lav bari yadif. But that's only when you're being mitzi. Over here I'm not being mitzi, I'm being machzik. So too the halacha should be, you'd go basarai. So he's ma'orer from a Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Reish Tzadik Beis of Cotton Yog brings a chiddush halacha from the Trumas Hadeshen. The case was a case of mana shlishi. Two people loaned money to somebody. The nevad miktsas, and some of it got lost. The in yodu mishal mi nevad, and the shomer pekat doesn't know who's got lost. The Ruvens get lost, or the Chimins get lost. The psak halacha the Ramah is called the parish meruba parish. So let's say Ruven gave $1,000 to the shomer pekat, and Shimon gave only $100, and now $100 was lost. So called the parish meruba parish. We assume it came from Ruven's 1,000. It didn't come from Shimon's 100. This David's ma'irer that Tosfos said that from the fact that the Gemara shteltsu the mona shlishi to shnayim reichsim betalis, that means that every mona shlishi we look at the shomer pekadin as if he's being machzik on behalf of the two balei dinim. So if he's being machzik on behalf of the two balei dinim, that means each one of these mafkidim are really muchzakim. If they're muchzakim, how could you use roif to decide and be machriya whose money got lost? Called the parish meruba parish luchura in halcha b'mamon achar roif. The teretz is you have to say that we don't look at shnai merchsim betalis as if you're being moitzi. We look at shnai merchsim betalis as if you're being machzik. Meaning, according to the Ramban, that we look at you as being a machzik. It's very gishmak when you go baser roif. Just like you say bari v'shem a bari yadif, so too you're going to say halchin achar roif. This is going to call the parish meruba parish. Whereas, as according to Taisvis and a Chinami who holds migul lahoitzi lo yamrina, we look at you as being a moitzi. It could be you wouldn't be able to go baser.
It's a parish if they're
still living. It's a much better. If I press mute, it's not going to work, right? Either way, either way, that's the first thought. But with this aura, I just want to segue really into a festa tshuva. From Rav Lezer Telzer, Rav Lezer Gordon, again, Ilu Nishmas, Be'il Bracha, Bas Rav Chaim Doiv, here in Tshuvas Rav Lezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel. So Rav Lezer Telzer, in addition to being a Goyen Oilam, a Sara Torah, Dovi told me many times that he was the Masada Kedushin for the Brisker Rav. So Rav Chaim, when he made Chasana for the Brisker Rav, as you would imagine, all the Gedolim from all over the world came, and he chose Rav Lezer Gordon to be the Masada Kedushin. But he was also a Poisek. And the Tshuvas are fascinating in the sense that you have a Poisek who's Paskining Shilas, which usually the Tshuvas live in the world of the Shach, and the Taz, and the Sma, and the Magen Avram, and the Noi Yehuda, and the Chasam Sofer, Paskining Shilas based on Diyukim and Rajbas and Rambans and Ktsoises and Avni Beluhims. So it's definitely, in terms of the style of Tshuvas Rav Lezer, it's fascinating. But this Shaila was a yeshiva shaila. I'll read it to you inside. Val guf ha-sofik amadati zei kama bu'uvde shabalu yadi. Maisi shahoye kachoye. Shtei noshim motzu mitziya. Two women found the mitziya. The kol achas amru kulushali. Each one said that it belongs to me. Upasakti lohem she yishbu shnayim yachloiku. Went to this farm shop, took out a mishnayis, and said, Nalochi is yachloiku b'shvua. But va'achas leirotz talishava. One of these two women didn't want to swear. The Nesha Amra, because she said, shalikatchila osa lishava lemes. Father doesn't let her swear. I'm not allowed to. So she doesn't want to swear. Va'acha came noidali sheyesh lembayim. Then I found out that these weren't just two women. They were two married women. V'nistapakti. Says Rav Lezer Gordon, I was masupik now, I wasn't sure what the halach is. Because kivan sha mitziyah ishal baila, the whole parak in Masechtes Ksubis, mitziyah se ishal baila. So really, this mitziyah that she found, ze oimrani mitziyah, she's really not the beneficiary of the mitziyah. Who's ultimately going to be the beneficiary? Her husband is. The take of kishetan or kula shali. As soon as she tain is kula shali, uminatayri, ishal aminatayri really belongs to her. Zocha baila ba mechza shalah, her husband's gibri zaycha in the mechza. Dimitzias ishal baila, umay ichbes la bailam, he ain't a rights at lishava. So who said the husband has to care about the fact that his wife doesn't want to swear? The ich nafsid la baila. How can we be mafsid the husband, mefneshe he in ena mikayem is dakonas chachama lishava? Now, really, in order to fully appreciate the shayla, we have to go down memory lane again and just chazer over the beginning of Shnayim Eichsen. The reason the Gemara came out of Maskana, Shnayim Meichsim Metalis, Yachloiku B'Shvua, is not Midei Raisa. Midei Raisa would have been Yachloiku Afilu B'Loi Shvua. The reason was Yachloiku B'Shvua is Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Takanas Chachamim, Shlo Yehei Kol Echad, Ve'echad Hoylech V'Toykev Talisa Shol Chaveroi, Ve'im HaShaliyah. We don't want people to just go over to people, rip away. So you want to say, I hear it, just swear. All you have to do is swear. It's not going to be such a big deal. But Midei Raisa, there's really no welcome for the Shvua. So Claire, the Blazer Gordon, it could be that being that over here, as soon as she said Kula Shali, Midei Raisa, it's hers. And if Midei Raisa, it's hers, really, who's the one that ends up benefiting from it? Her husband. So it could be at this point, she's not a balabas anymore to say that I don't want to swear. Because if the husband wants it, she doesn't have a right to be mineya, something that's his, by her not agreeing to swear. Then he takes it a step further. He says it could be, if she would go and she would say afterwards, you know something, I lied, I didn't really find it. It could be she wouldn't have a right to do that either. Because once she said, Kula Shali, Yichav Lachrini, it's his. You're not about Dover anymore to go be mafsid your husband. And then he takes it even a step further. He said, if that's the case, then maybe there shouldn't even be a shvua. Because what's the whole point of the shvua? What would be the purpose? To get the person to admit. Meaning, you said you found it, I hear. We're a little concerned that people may just recklessly go take other people's things away. We want you to swear. We're hoping that if she swears, she's telling the truth. Otherwise, she's just going to be Moedal Emes. But if you're going to tell me that even if she's Moedal Emes, The halach is it's going to be kula shali. So the shvuah is not accomplishing anything because my mother shach it's going to be kula shali. So as lashon is shvuah, he shava v'smartet the hay. Stam it's a hefkerus over. You're going to let her swear. There's no point in the shvuah. The whole point in the shvuah is to get her to fess up. But she can't confess because it's too late. She's not a baldover anymore. Matthias Ishalabayla already belongs to her husband. So he said he was besuvig. He wasn't sure how to handle it. He said, now if that's the case, that Shnai makes in the Talis, where it's two married women, the halacha is, Yachloiku, Afilu B'lai Shvua, see, Rabbi Yechanan's problem. So he says it could be with women, it's not so shchiach. Either way, that's what he wanted. He gives a chenetz over here for this shayla. So he says that it could be, it's taloi. It's totally in festeray that we've spoken about eons ago regarding Hefker Bezdin Hefker and exactly how this works. And that's Azoy. The fact that Metzias Isha Labayla, we're going to do the abridged version. The fact that Metzias Isha Labayla is only a Din Derabbanan. It's not a Din Deraisa. About the Midei Raisa, it's not Metzias Isha Labayla. It's only Midei Rabbanan. It works. L'chura. Midin Hefker Bezdin Hefker. This is Machlekes Rishayim, how Hefker Bezdin Hefker works. Bezdin has an ability to be Mafker, somebody's possession. Doesn't mean Kishmoy Kachi, Bezna could be Mafker Ruvain's thing, which would mean then, if Shimon, for example, wants to be Zoich in it, or even if Bezdin wants to give Ruvain's possession to Shimon, Shimon would have to go do a Maitza Kinyan, just like anybody would have to do if he wants to be Kinyan a Hefker. Because all Bezdin really has a right to do is to be Mafker, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So they could create a status of Hefker, which now gives somebody else permission to go and be Zeichem and a Hefker. But beyond that, Bezdin doesn't have a right to do. Oye Shloimer, Bezdin has an ability not only to take away Reuven's possession from Reuven, but they can debit it from Reuven and they can credit it to Shimon. They could actually make it Shimon's thing. And even though the Lashon is Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, but Hefker Lavdafka, that's only one half of the equation. Bezdin could be Mafker Reuven's thing, in other words, take it away from Reuven and give it to Shimon. Ki Yodua, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashba, Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that it could be, it's totally in what the makar is to Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Gemara over there says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, minayin shehefker bezdin hefker, shenema v'chola shel yovel l'shloishes hayovim katzas asorim v'askenim yechrom kol ruchushay." Ezra, when he came up to Eretz Yisrael, Bayasheni, so he saw it was Yontif and the Vachet. Yidim were married to Kutin, they weren't keeping Shabbos, and he said that everyone's going to have to get together in the town square, the famous Bris of Ezra, and we're going to have to renew our vows with Hashem. And he said, whoever doesn't show up in 3 days to the town square, yechrom kol ruchushay, I'm going to confiscate all his property. He said, Rabbi Yitzchak, how does Ezra have a right to start taking away people's property? Oh, here you see that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But the Gemara brings another Makar. Rabbi Lazar Mamehacha. Eila ha-nachlois, asher nachalu Elazar ha-koyin, v'yeshua binun, v'roshe ya'ovis. Yeshua binun, Elazar Koyin Gadol, they're the ones that presided over the nachla of Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk Vir says, Eila ha-nachlois, you're putting them together. Just like a father can be manchil to son whatever he wants. So too the Roshim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, have a right to be manchil, whatever it is they want to be manchil. In other words, says the Rashba, so it could be very gishmak. According to the first Makar, it's on top of Yechim Kol Rukhushi, all you see is the Bezdin has the ability to be maf. The second Makar that says that the Russian have a koyach, like a father, just like a father could say that I want this son to get it, and he gets, doesn't just become Hefker, and the son has to be koinem in a Hefker. No, he gets it. You should, the male kasi. He gets it 100%. So too, Bezdin have a right to do it. Either way, those are the two studim, hamefur summon, and how to learn Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Machlokes Rishonim, ki yodua, and this is Dvarim Atikin. Rabbi Lazer brings that the emesis is a third side in how to understand Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And the makar to the third side is the Avni Meluin, the Simin Chav Ches, and he bases it on a Lashon HaRambam in Perek Ches Hilchas Luliv Halacha Yod, a well-known halacha. The Rambam says that if somebody has a katan, it's the first day Sukkot, and he wants to be maknet him as dalud minim. So you could be maknet to your katan, it's not a problem. The problem will be getting it back. Because a katan can be koina midday raisa al yidei das acheres maknet, shikas toisvus in shas. However, a katan, even if he's a gia lo'inas pu'utais, he's already of a certain age, he doesn't have an ability to be maknet back midday raisa. He can be maknet back midday rabbanon, but he can't be maknet back midday raisa. So the Rambam has a whole eitza how you do it. That if you want to go give a katan dalad midim an yontif, and you're going to want to get it back from him, where you could be yoitza your dalad minam, and it's going to be lochem, you have to be careful, because if you give it to him, he'll be kind of a deraisa. Once he gets a Midiraisa, he can't be makned back to you, Midiraisa. He can only be makned to Rabbanon. If he can makned to Rabbanon, if I have a king to Rabbanon, how can it be Yoitza with it Midiraisa? I don't understand the issue. We know Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin said, Chachamim said that Midirabbanon, Pa'utois, are able to be makned. If they're able to be makned Midirabbanon, then Lechura, it should belong now to you, even Midiraisa. That's the aside of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So why don't we say Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker? That when the katan is makna back, the Dalad Minan to his father, even though Pa'utais, Ba'etzim, only have an ability to be makna Midirabbanon, but that Dirabbanon triggers a Dairaisa. That's the aside of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So that's the raid that Avni Melun is saying over there by Richa. Says Avni Melun, from this Rambam, I learned the Dover Chadash. I learned that the Rambam understood Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker different than all the other Rishayim. All the Rishonim understood that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is the Taich, that Bezdin has an ability to take Reuven's thing and make it Shimon's. Could they consummate the entire transaction? Could they only be Mafker, that Shimon has to be Koinim in a Hefker? But at the end of the day, Al Yidei, a Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, it's Shayach for Shimon to end up owning Reuven's thing. The Rambam vice versa, not that way. The Rambam held the Yisrael of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is Mernisht, a Heter, for Shimon to be able to use Reuven's thing. Ordinarily, if you walk into your friend's house and you take his thing, you're a gazlan, you're Evelay Sigzal. Hefker Bezdin Hefker removes, it neutralizes the Isrlay Sigzal. That's all it is. But it doesn't be'etzim give you a right to use it. Because if it gave you a right to use it, then what's the issue? It's going to be vital lechem of the fathers as soon as the cotton's makna it back. The Torah says, Shdaz amasiyas for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. All Hefker Bezdin Hefker has ability to do is to say that despite the fact that it's Reuven's, Shimon can still use it. The fact that it's Shimon's, Reuven can still use it. It's a heter hishtamshus. It neutralizes the Isrlay Sigzal. But it doesn't actually change the rishus, the status of the ownership of this chayfetz. Is memelo, it's very gishmak the Rambam. The Rambam said that if you're going to be makna yodal mina to a katan, it's now going to belong to the katan. The katan can be makna back mid the Rabbanon. So what are you saying? Even though it's only kinyan the Rabbanon, why don't we say hefker bezdin hefker and now it should belong to the father? Let's say we say hefker bezdin hefker. It still belongs to the katan. It just means, despite the fact that it's the katan's, the father has a right to use it. At the end of the day, it's felt in lechem. You're not going to be able to do it. But the blazer tells the gazak that it could be this shaiva of how you dan, a woman that walks into Bezdin and says, Ani mitzasiya v'kula shali. Could she be moida? Could she decide that she doesn't want to swear? Does it even make sense for her to have a shvua in light of the fact that once she says kula shali mitzasiya ishalabayla, at that point it really is going to belong to her husband? Says Reblaze, it could be it's tully in how you understand mitzias yishalabayla, which ultimately should be tully in how you understand hefker bezdin hefker. Because mitzias yishalabayla is only in the Rabbanon. The fact that Rabbanon have a right to say it is merinish with the koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. So if hefker bezdin hefker is the taich that it goes from being the woman's to the husband's, then it's very clear. If it belongs to the husband, then at that point it's his. Maybe all these svaris that we're speaking at are richtig svaris. But if you're going to tell me that hefker bezdin hefker was never the taich, it was never the taich that it goes from being hers to being his. It's always going to be hers. No, metzias yishal abayla works the same way the Rambam's perek ches and hilchis lulav works. Despite the fact that it's hers, he has a heter ishtamshus. Oh, if it's hers, she's the Baal Dover. If she's the Baal Dover, she has a right to say, I'm not swearing. She has a right to be moida afterwards and say that I was really not telling the truth. So over there would be shaykh to go ahead and speak out this raid. He says it could be even according to the other stuff. He makes all the different cheshbonos that you're thinking. He goes through, it's a brilliant, brilliant tshuva. But then he says that he heard that Reb Shua Leib Diskin declared a very similar shayla. Reb Shua Leib declared similar case where there were two people, shnayim oichsim metalis. This is classic Reb Shua Leib also, with this pikchus, this very clever shayla. So two people walked into Bezdin. One of the shnayim oichsim metalis had a bal chayv. He was in debt. He had creditors. He had people that he owed money. He was also broke. He didn't have anything. If he would say kula shali and he would end up getting even the chatzi, somebody else, a bal chayv, would have a claim. Afterwards, this person didn't want to swear. So the shayla was, Reb Shua Leib declared, would he have a right to say, I don't want to swear? Or maybe even if he doesn't swear, being that it's meshubit to a Baal Chayv, maybe the Baal Chayv has a right to come in Gishmak Gareid and take the Chatzi Talis. Because at the end of the day, he's going to be the one that's going to be the beneficiary of it. So he goes through that it could be the two Shailas are not mamish the same Shaila. The relationship between Isha Labayla, Matzias Isha Labayla is not the same as the relationship between Loiv and Malva, Shibud. But he says one thing. He says, Vihine, begufa sofik shalagoyin. Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin Zatzal, Im Aloiva Ini Roitzel Lishava, Im Goiva Baal Choyv Min HaMetzia, Nira De Goiva. But he fears always that he says, I think, at least, in the case of Rabbi Shua Leib, the halach is that the Baal Choyv would be able to take the Chatzi Talis even if the oiches and the talis doesn't want to swear. And he says, based on halacha, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simid Pei Zayin, Siv Katan Tes. The halacha over there is discussing someone that's chayav shvua, and he decided that he doesn't want to swear. So if you chayav shvua deraisa, it's one shulchan aruch. What if you chayav shvua derabbanon, mishen is chayav shvua medivreya, ve'eni roitzi lishava, he doesn't want to swear, it's ezer shulchan aruch. Imhu mehanish barim v'niftarim, if he's a machzik in this chayfetz, and he's someone that is swearing so that he shouldn't have to relinquish something that he currently has, it's nishba v'loy mishalim kigoy hanishban al tainish shemoy shvuas heses. A classic case would be a shvuas heses. So it's a shvu de rabbanon, shvuas heses, manali biyadcha, in lucha biyadi klo, midday reisner off to swear. Chazok ha'in adamei esponu v'pnei b'choyvoy. You read the sadoiris. Rav Nachum is mesakin shvuas heses. You have to wear shvu de rabbanon. What kind of shvu are you swearing? You're going to swear and not have to pay. Medadin oisoy shloishim yoyim. The halacha is, if you don't want to swear, shvuas heses, we put you in cherem for 30 days. Loi bavaloi taniduyav, makanez emakas mardes. The next step is, we beat you up a little bit. We rough you up. Umatir loi niduyav, aber ve'en yardim lechasef. At the end of the day, we don't take it away. So if you're chayiv shvud rabbanon, you're a chayiv shvud rabbanon who's a nish bavaloi mashal. I mean, you're a machzik in it right now. What's the halach if you don't swear? You end up getting it. So Sedra Blazer tells her, this case right here, Shnai Meichsam Atalas, at the end of the day, the halach is Yachloiku B'Shvu. What if he decides, I don't want to swear? I'm not swearing. Can stand up and cup. So says Riblaiz, I think you're going to open up a Shulchan Aruch. It's going to be Chayshim Mish, but Simon Pei Zayin Tzav Katan Tes. This is the halacha, and you're going to follow it. First, you're going to put him in Cheren for 30 days. And then, Makinois and Makas Mardis. But ultimately, he's going to end up getting his Chatzit Talis. So being that he's going to ultimately get his Chatzit Talis, Afilu B'loi Shvuah. So if he says, I don't want to swear, the halacha should be, the Balchayv should be able to take it. But one thing is very geschmack. He's saying that it's only true because Shnayim Eichsim Betalis is Nishboyin V'loy Mishalim. We look at them as being a mach. But what if you hold like Toisvis? Who Toisvis says that the Shnayim Eichsim Betalis are not believed in a Migo? Why? Because Migo Lohitzi Layam Rinan. And we were Masber. The way that G'dayli Achreinim were Masber is because Migo Lohitzi Layam Rinan, we look at you as being a Moitzi, and even when you swear, you're not a nishba v'lei mishalim. You're a nishba v'neitel. Nishba v'neitel. Avad, if you don't swear, you can't be neitel. The only time you can be neitel is if you swear. This halacha of ein yordan l'chasav is only true if the etzim it's yours. You're a nishba v'lei mishalim. I didn't want to swear, so we'll reinstate you. You'll be a v'lei mishalim. We follow the steps, and ultimately you end up keeping it. But avad, if a nishba v'neitel, that's not the halacha. Nishba v'neitel, of course you can't be neitel. You need to swear in order to be neitel. So whether or not you need the shvua in order to taka b'zoicha in your chatzi or not is totally in the shayla, which has ramifications, as we said, in the sugi of Bar Veshemo. It has ramifications in the sugi of Roiv. It could be a chaps and afkimina, whether you should be believed in a migu and not Tosfos Kasha, migu lohitzi lo yaminon, and it could be this shayla from Yeshua Leib Diskin as well, where at the end of the day, if there was a balchoy, and the balchoy now wants to take it, despite the fact that you don't want to swear, does the balchoy have a claim or does he not have a claim? If the taina of kula sholi is a taina filu on the shvua, the shvua is just so you shouldn't have to give away the other half ki'ilu, you're a nishba v'lei mishalem. So then the halacha is that at the end of the day it's yours, the balchoy is going to be able to take it. But if you need the shvua in order to be zeich in your chatzi, because without the shvua, you don't have it. You're a mitzi. Migul ha'itzi le'emrinon. You're a nishba v'noitel al yedei the shvua. Could be over there to the extent that you don't swear. There's no way in the world that the balchayv could have any claim in this. This was literally half the raid that was prepared. I think we'll save the rest for the course of the week. Let's just finish the daf. Zokti gemara vayta. Cheskason shalosh shanim miyoyim le'yoyim. So the Mishnah said, Cheskas habatim. What's the halacha? Cheskes habatin v'haboyrois v'hashichin v'hamaorois v'hashoy v'chois v'hamerchitzois u'beis habatin v'eis hashlochim v'avodin v'chol shu oise peiris todd. Anything that's oise peiris todd, it doesn't have its season. Halach is cheskos in sholish shonim miyoyim liyoyim. Amr Rabba said, idol le'igufit sana de peiri. Let's say the ma'arer, the person that's now questioning, the one that has a chazaka, comes to the machzik and he says, get out of my field. And it just so happens that while the machzik was living in the field, the ma'arer used to help the machzik work the field. He helped him. He helped him carry peiros. He says, let me carry your rake for you. So the halach is la'al tavi chazaka. He gets a chazaka. He doesn't even need gimel shanim.
Why? Because by helping him, you're showing that it's obviously his. Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said, if, however, the Ma'ariv says that it's true, I helped him. But you know why I helped him? Because he was my worker. I hired him to work in my field. Maybe I was helping him. But don't confuse the fact that I was helping him work the field with it meaning that the field is really my field. Then the Allah is Neman, he'd be believed to say that as well. That's only going to be true. But once 3 years pass, meaning if the Machzik has a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and now the Ma'ar comes and he says, the reason I wasn't Moicha, or the reason he's there is because he's my Yaris, at that point you're not believed anymore to say that he was Yaris. Only Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana, either Peira Achsei, my Havalei the Mebad. What do you mean? What she have done? So how does a person ever hire an Aris? He's going to hire an Aris, he's going to be there for 3 years. He's going to make a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Amalei, what do you mean? You want to know my Havalei the Mebad? You should have been Moicha. This is Cheskes Abatim 101. Dilei Teima Hachi, because if you're going to not say that, Hani Mashkanta, the Surah, the Kasbu, Meshul, Shnei, Ilein, Tepe, Kar, Double, Kesef, Ikov, Shlei, Lishna, Mashkanta, Gabe, Vam, Lekuch, Abi, Yodich, and Abdi, I didn't realize this was going to go that long. Let's touch. Hani Mashkanta, the Surah. What's a Mashkanta, the Surah? Mashkanta, the Surah is where Reuven loaned money to Shimon. Shimon gave Reuven a field as a mashkin. Reuven is allowed to eat the peiros that grow from the field, but every year a certain percentage of the field gets amortized. It's not dollar for dollar for the peiros, and despite the fact that it's not dollar for dollar to the peiros, it doesn't bother me. At first glance, you would think it very much should bother me. There should be a ribbis issue. There's no isser ribbis when it comes to mashkanta de sura. The Gemara in Ezra Neshech discussed how you're supposed to do it. Talmud Chacham had a different way of doing it. But mashkanta de sura works. But at the end of the day, what happens is the malva is living in the loiva's field for a very long period of time. So, hi mashkanta de sura, the kasabu. What does it say in the shtar? B'mishlam shnei ilayin tepekar double kesev. Then, let's say after 10 years of eating the pears in the field is going to be returned to the loiva, and the loiva is not going to owe any money to the malva. If the malva is going to hide the shtar mashkanta, he's going to say, l'kuchi biyadi, hachinami d'mehemin, should he be believed? And if the answer is yes, then it's very bizarre, because Misakni Rabbanim Midi Dosbil Deib Seida, the Mashkanta de Surah was the Chachamim's patent. They were very proud of it. This was a good way to bypass Hilchas Ribbis with collateral and payros and without having a Ribbis issue. So it turns out the Chachamim just made a takana that's going to get people into trouble. You're causing people to have a Yetzahara to maybe steal from others, which we know is also lifting evilly sita mikshol, the Gemara in the end of Paragezo Neshech. Elo says, the Gemara, what must the answer be? Why did the Chachamim not feel that they were being machshel anybody by establishing the Mashkanta de Surah? Because what are you worried about? You're worried that the Malva is going to hide his star Mashkanta, and the Loiva is going to have no way of claiming. Yes, he does. Every couple of years, you come, and you're Moisir Moida, and you say that this is rightly mine. Hachinami so to hear. He should have been Moichah.